Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. We'll begin with verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that means way of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherefore, put away lying. Putting away lying. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. For we're members one of another. My title, Your Titanic Voyage and Icebergs Everywhere. Why don't everybody make it that starts? Because they run into something and it wrecked their experience with God. Icebergs everywhere. I was in Norfolk in a revival with Brother Roadcap, when the Eisenhower aircraft carrier was there being refurbished. Later on, she would go into Desert Storm and send her airplanes and missiles into enemy territory and function as a great tool of battle. Amen. A Titanic, that means very large ship. Amen. A Titanic ship, refurbished. Sometimes, folks, we need an overhaul. We need to put off the old man and put on the new man. As a matter of fact, amen, we won't make it if we don't. On this Titanic voyage. Praise God. Brother Roadcap took me, he had a boy in the church that was, Brother Scott was, worked there in the docks and Navy man, and he took us beyond the sentries and right out there where we could stand on the dock and see those half a dozen or so atomic submarines, mostly submerged, with their backs sticking out of the water like big whales. Amen. They was home, getting refurbished, reloaded. Amen. New crew, ready to go. Praise God. Man, preparation is very important, folks, if we make it. We need a lot of preparation. Not only do we need preparation, we need a lot of maintenance. It never was anything built but what needed maintenance. Praise God. And so God, he put in us the need for maintenance. Hallelujah. And so we had to get the book out once in a while. Hallelujah. God, amen. When you buy a Ford, you get a Ford book. When you buy a Chevrolet, you get a Chevrolet book. You buy a Buick, you get a Buick book. God, give us a world. Amen. Built a world and give us a world book. Praise God to run it by. This is a manual. It don't run without the book. Praise God. So we need the preparation to get ready for service. A few months back, a lady, not I suppose in her 30s, a school teacher in Louisville, Kentucky, had her a boat built, And somewhere over yonder in near Australia somewhere, she launched that boat to New Zealand or somewhere and paddled it all the way across the Pacific. Amen. There was times that boat was in storms. Amen. Did I say book a while ago? That boat was in storms. Amen. And she paddled that boat all the way through, but she had everything tied down. Amen. She had it specially prepared to weather the storm. She paddled till there was blisters on her hands as she manned the oars. A woman by herself, manning the oars through storms and high waves and dangerous seas, paddled a boat all the way across the dangerous Pacific. Because when Balboa or somebody named it the Pacific, the sailors found out later on that it was misnamed. There wasn't nothing peaceful about it. But when he first saw it, as he walked over the canals on down there and saw it out there, it looked peaceful to him, so he called it the Pacific. Amen. But she had to make preparations. She had to have food. She had to have water. Amen. She had to condition her mind and herself and her attitude that she was going to make it. And you know what? She did it. She did it. But there wasn't one iceberg. Storms, yes, but no icebergs. Amen. One time her boat was turned bottom side up. Amen. She managed somehow or other to right it. Get it righted and paddle on. Amen. Well, we're on a Titanic voyage tonight. Young folks, you started on a Titanic voyage. Big journey, if you will. Hallelujah. And some of these icebergs are 6,000 years old. Took them that long to scoot down the mountainside. And took them that long to break off and go floating out across the Atlantic. Amen. And the North Atlantic is full of them. Some of it is 6,000-year-old ice. Amen. And here we are. He said that you put away lying. Boy, there's a 6,000-year-old iceberg. Amen. Lying. I mean, right from the beginning, the devil peddled a lie, and Eve took it in. Amen. And she transferred it on down to Adam. And Adam, amen, when Adam was accosted by God himself, said the woman done it. And the woman said the snake done it. Amen. And everybody's passing the buck. And people are hiding. But why were they hiding? They were lying. Amen. You got to tell the truth in order to be saved. Huh? Praise God. We can all make mistakes. We can all forget. But we can also apologize. Huh? Amen. We can make things right. Hey, put off lying. There's one thing you can't do. You can't go to heaven lying. It'll sink your boat. You'll never make it. In a world that is built on a lie, in a economy that is founded on a lie, that you can't hardly make it through without lying, a child of God is caught in a vice. The boss expects you to lie. Amen. And there you are, you're caught in a vice. You won't lie for him. And so Mr. Christian gets fired because he tells the truth. Amen. I want to tell you something. To get through this world today as a child of God that's founded on a lie, you're going to have to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Huh? Amen. Amen. He said, put away lying. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we're members one of another. You're only as good as your word. When you say, I'll do it, do it. If it hair lifts, granny. You say, I'll do it, do it. Amen. If you lose money doing it, do it. Praise God. You say you'll be there. You say you'll go, go. Whatever you say you'll do, whenever you say you'll do it, do it. Because there's a premium on honesty in God's economy. Angels are watching. Amen. And that iceberg of lying will sink your boat. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Amen. You see, it builds up on the inside, but that's the way icebergs are. You see, only 1/8 of the iceberg sticks out of the water. Amen. I mean, that's the top of the pulpit, and the rest of the pulpit spreads out all over the place. You only see one hump sticking up out there, but you run into it way over here. It's sticking up out there, and it gets you before you realize it. Amen. Wrath builds up. Anger builds up, and pretty soon you're like a tea kettle that's about ready to let off steam. You're like the Tom Thumb that the black man set down on the escape valve and it blew up. Amen. He said he didn't like the sound of it. Amen. That's the first steam engine, incidentally, the Tom Thumb. Amen. And hey, God said, be angry and sin not. There's some things we need to be angry about. We don't need to be like the old Indian chief that the woman married, and she wrote a book later. I believe she wrote it 30 years, married to an angry God. She was married to an Indian chief. Amen. And she found out that there's responsibilities of being chief. Amen. And you don't have to be chief too long till you, after a while, you figure out it's easier to be Indian than it is to be chief. It may look good to be a chief, but it's easier just to be an Indian and be called a brave. Amen. Than it is to be chief. Hey, praise God. Sometimes anger builds up. Wrath builds up on the inside. And sometimes if we're not careful, if we don't vent that wrath, that anger in the right direction. How do I do it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pretty soon we get to praying for his will, not ours. What builds up our wrath and our anger? It's our own stubborn pride. Amen. Praise God. Neither give place to the devil. Amen. Don't give him any place. Don't let him run your ship. Don't listen to him. Ah, that sea just as clear. Many a ship has sailed through here. You don't have to worry. Amen. Yeah, but I'm going to put out my signals anyway. I'm going to get the weather report anyway. Amen. I'm going to get the latest reading from the satellites anyhow. Amen. I'm going to get the word from the watchers. All your icebergs out there. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you there's no danger. You might have been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but this sea is full of icebergs. And all you got to do is watch and heed the warning. And don't listen to the devil. Amen. The devil will always tell you wrong. Even if he tells you right, he's leading you the wrong way. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't give place to the devil. Why don't we give place to the devil? Instead, we're supposed to resist the devil. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. First off, we've got to realize where temptation usually comes from. Devil takes advantage of this old human flesh. Amen. And he dangles temptation in front of us. And we got to realize that it came from the devil. and say, get thee behind me, Satan. I know who you are. I am not ignorant concerning your devices. You want to see me lost. You want to see me crash. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. Watch the devil get out of town for a little while. Amen. Let him that stole steal no more. Amen. Someone said, you better be careful about leaving things laying out, even in Bible school. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Hallelujah. We don't have to lie. We don't have to give way to anger and wrath. We don't have to listen to the devil. Amen. We don't have to even reach for the forbidden fruit. Amen. Walk around. Turn around and walk away. Praise God. Let him that stole steal no more. I want to tell you something. If you steal something and you're a child of God, or you're a rational, intelligent individual, you'll probably have to make that right if you can. Got saved, the man that runs a shoe shop up in Middletown. I'll think of his name. Amen. Maggard, Brother Maggard. Amen. Brother Maggard got saved. Before he got saved, amen, he was something else. Amen. He had stole a lot of stuff. And when he got saved and seeking the Holy Ghost, he said, yes, God will tell you to do things seeking the Holy Ghost, Mike. Amen. When I got seeking the Holy Ghost, they told me, God told me to do things. He would tell you to do things. And so I got to seeking the mind of the Spirit, and he reminded me that I'd walked out of the Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring with at least 5 comic books. Amen. And how that stole that baseball when I was a kid out of the Western Auto until Mama found it laying in the corner. Amen. And when I got seeking the Holy Ghost, the Lord said, make that right. I want to tell you, you don't steal nothing and get by with it. And if you don't make it right, you're going to have to face the judgment with it. Especially if you have been saved or are saved or claim to be saved and claim to know right from wrong. Amen. You're not going to do wrong and get by. Amen. And somebody said, well, if I took everything back I ever stole, I never would get it paid for. You can try. Brother Maggard, amen, looked up all the people he could find that he had stole from. Amen. And he borrowed the money and paid them all for what he stole. And his old buddy told me about it. So he told me, said he just about had it all paid for. That was, amen, 20 years ago. Praise God. Since then, Brother Maggard's made a preacher up there at Middletown, went to the Holy Land with us, everything. Amen. A couple of times. Praise God. You don't do wrong and get by. If you think you can steal things and get by, amen, you're just fooling yourself. And this is one thing that makes society so bad, insurance so high, prices so high, amen, and theft in the department store is out of control. Amen. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand. Hallelujah. That which is good, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Hallelujah. That takes the selfishness out of it, doesn't it? Amen. We work that we may have to give. Hallelujah. A young family heard the announcement that the pastor, amen, was going to take up an offering for a needy family. They decided she was a widow and their children were not blessed with all the things that other kids had because the mother's widow. But they decided that they could eat less potatoes and they could do without a few things here and there, and they could save money to give to the needy family. Amen. And so they worked and worked and saved and scrimped and starved, and was able to rake up some $72, was it? Amen. $72. And when the pastor took up the offering for the needy family, they put it in the offering for the poor. Monday morning, the pastor drove up to their house and handed them an envelope with $86 in it. Amen. Most of it they had put in the offering themselves. Amen. They was the poor family. Well, they knew they were not too well off, but they didn't know that they were poor. Amen. And they held on to the money, and as time rolled along and a missionary came by, they were able to give the money to a missionary because their heart was so set on giving something to God and the needy. Praise God. That's the attitude the church had, amen, down in Thessalonica. Praise God. Macedonia. Amen. Out of their deep need and deep poverty, they had outstripped all the other churches. Why? Because they had the right attitude about finances. They labored that they might have to give. And you keep that spring primed and going, brother. Amen. God gets behind that, and He'll push more water in. Praise God, and He'll make your spring flow fresh and vibrant and full all the way through. Praise God. Work that you might have to give to him that needeth, and you'll be blessed. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. With them cussing on the radio, cussing on the TV, cussing on the CB, amen, doing their off-color stuff and their off-color jokes in public before the children and everybody. We need some people you can tell by their talk that they're children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Amen. Praise God. A little girl praying for a dear old mother in the church at Middletown. Amen. One morning in the prayer meeting, the dear old mother wasn't there. A little girl requested prayer for her. Said, I want you to pray for my grandma. Said, sometimes she cusses. Amen. She had heard her say some things that she ought not to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, right here in Hamilton, Ohio, a brother was talking to me the other day, and he said, man that taught me body work, and I never heard a smutty word out of his mouth as long as he lived, but he said he's laying up there sick now, and he's probably dying, and he said he's using foul language. Amen. I mean, in the same week now, a lady called me, a neighbor to someone here, amen, in church. And she said, Brother Collins, you don't know me, but I've got a question to ask you. Said, I know an old sister that said she lived for God all of her life, and nobody thought anything was wrong. And now she's laying there in bed, and I forget how she worded, but in this late hour, maybe her dying hour, I don't remember, said she's cussing. Amen. What do you do about that? Well, I tried to comfort her, and I tried to hedge this way and that way. Amen. But the truth is, there are times when the hypocrisy will come to the top, if it's in there. I told her about old Sister Rose Jones in her dying hour with a stroke. Amen. Brother Charlie standing beside her bed. And he said, Brother Collins, said I'd just like me to help me pray that Rose would be able to talk. Said, I'd just like for her to be able to talk. And Sister Rose would lay there, that prayer warrior that had fed the preachers that came to First Pentecostal Church at Barberville, Kentucky, and lived all of her life for God, the Rose of First Pentecost. Amen. One day I went to see him, and Sister Rose laying there paralyzed from her stroke. Amen. Hadn't been able to talk. But one day he began to read the Bible to her, and she began to follow along with him and quoted the whole chapter. Praise God. And then he led her out in a song, and she followed along with him and sang the whole song from memory. You know why Sister Rose Jones could sing the songs of Zion and quote the scriptures when she couldn't even carry on a conversation? Because she had programmed her computer a long time ago with nothing but good gospel stuff. Amen. I told her not to hold it against that dear sister who was cussing in such a late hour. I said, that's a part of her brain that was programmed back before she got saved. Amen. And I said, something has touched that part of the brain, and she's lapsing back. And that's the best I could tell her. I said, you don't blame anybody that's got Alzheimer's because they can't remember. You don't blame anybody that's got Alzheimer's because they don't know their own mother, their own daddy. They're like my wife's mother. Amen. My wife went to get her in my van up at Granite City and hauled her all the way back in my van because she could lounge in the van and sleep in the van. Amen. And her and Sister Ruth Stevens brought her down to the house up here. She got out of the van, she walked in the house, and I've always been Gleamer's favorite preacher because I was the only one in the family. Amen. Gleamer was high in her son-in-law that was a preacher. Amen. And she walked in the front door of the house, and she looked at me and said, are you my daddy? I said, no, I'm your mother. And she just keeled over a laugh. She might have been out of it. She might have had Alzheimer's. Amen. But she had enough sense to know that I wasn't her mother. Amen. And hey, we didn't hold it against Gleamer because she didn't know us. We were good to her. Praise God. We tried to help her. Praise God. And I think the laugh even helped her. Hallelujah. Amen. Let not corrupt communication. How do you keep something from a flashback in your dying hour, in old age? You live most of your life for God, and all of a sudden you revert back to before you got saved. How do you keep something like that from happening? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's the way to have a good testimony. Start programming the right stuff in your head. Amen. Get that computer all loaded and full of good stuff. Hallelujah. You'll be like Sister Rose Jones. Amen. When Brother Jones leads her out, and oh, I want to see him look upon his face. She can see it laying on her dying bed with gusto. Tears run down Brother Jones' face because Rose could talk again. Oh, he had to lead her out. But that was a good sign. And she was able to do that until God called her home. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed of the day of redemption. All these things contribute to that. Amen. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Let all bitterness, oh, what an iceberg bitterness is. Wrath, falling real close behind his wrath. Anger, clamor, evil speaking. Put away from you all malice. You see a bunch of them icebergs out there and they ganged up on you. Change course. Praise God. And head for warmer waters. Hallelujah. Hey, it might take a little longer to get where you'd like to get, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. That's a whole lot better, amen, than winding up 1,500 feet deep in ice-cold water, sunk forever. Amen. They've never learned how to get a ship off the bottom of the ocean yet. But once in a while, they will salvage one. If it's not too deep and not sunk in the mud too much. Amen. And here's how one old salvage captain did it. Amen. He put, in effect, balloons, rubber balloons, amen, all around that ship and inflated them. And he kept attaching balloons to that ship. And after a while, the air in those balloons that he put all around, like inner tubes, amen, big ones that he hooked to that ship, and the air in those balloons, amen, pulled the ship out of the mud, amen, and raised it to the surface. And they was able to refurbish that ship. Amen. I won't tell you all things are possible with God. You might feel like your life is wrecked beyond repair tonight. Amen. But God's got a Holy Ghost baffles, praise God, to put around you. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got the air to fill those tanks with. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost wind, if you please. And God can pull your ship out of the mud and give you a new lease on the sea of life. It has been done. And he knows how to do it. Praise God. Be ye kind one to another. Tender hearted. Forgiving one another. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. I traveled in China a couple of times, and everything in China, every vehicle in China belongs to the state. If you see an automobile, the guide said, you know it's a taxi. You can flag it down and pay them to take you where you want to go. Because all automobiles belong to the state, all buses belong to the state, all trucks belong to the state, and nobody owns a car. Amen. That's the way it is in China. You are a pawn of the state. So consequently, you don't have very much road rage in China. Nobody's in too big of a hurry. Nobody has too much of an initiative to outrun anybody. Amen. And so they just ladle around each other. Amen. They just give way to each other. Once in a while, amen, I saw road rage. We was on the way up to the Great Wall of China out of Beijing. Amen. And we was climbing a hill, and the traffic was a little thicker than usual, and the driver behind, even though it wasn't his bus, and the driver, our driver, even though it wasn't his bus, amen, the driver behind didn't like the way our driver was doing things. And it might have been because he didn't like that load of white, fat folks that was on that bus. Because, man, in China, we stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, even Randy would be fat in China. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, there ain't no fat folks in China. Nowhere. And we're white, and we're tall, and we're big and fat. I got on an elevator in Beijing, and a Japanese man got on with me. A lot of Japanese tourists in China. Amen. And I got on the elevator. He was drunk. I wasn't. But he looked at me, my stomach. He looked at his stomach and said, "We got the same problem in broken English." Amen. Yes, we do. And it's very apparent in that land where food is scarce, in that land where nobody owns anything. I said, if they don't believe in God, how do they curse? Oh, he said, he laughed. He said, they use dirty words. I think I heard some of them Chinese dirty words on that hill on the way to the Great Wall when he didn't like the way our bus was doing things and stuck his head out the window in the back and yelled something in Chinese that I didn't think was nice. And I don't know a bit of Chinese. Amen. Praise God. Be kind one to another. Road rage is very prominent in the United States because we're in a big hurry. Amen. And we don't like sightseers in front of us when we're in a big hurry. We don't like rubberneckers in front of us when we're in a big hurry. We don't know altogether what we're going to do with all our time when we get there, but we're in a hurry anyhow. Amen. We're in a hurry to get there and in a hurry to get back. Oh, my. Amen. In America, it's particularly stressful out traveling on the highway. Amen. Sometimes it's better to take a back road than it is the interstate. I got on the interstate the other night, and I wish I'd have stayed on the back roads. I was crawling up the interstate. Couldn't get off. No place to get off. I got off as soon as I could and went. I did like the wise men. I went a different way. Praise God. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. After all, we all belong to God. After all that we have belongs to Him. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Only one life, and it'll soon be past. Only one chance. Only one chance. Once and only once we pass through this troubled land. Amen. Stand with me and let's pray. Your Titanic voyage and icebergs everywhere. Father, challenge our hearts to a closer walk with God, to a carefulness, Lord, as preachers, to a watchfulness, Lord, as leaders in the church. Oh, God, to wisdom, Lord God, as those who are fathers and mothers in Christ in the church. Amen. Lord, to a close walk with God, to the new converts. Help us, Lord Jesus, to walk close to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of refurbishing, equipping. Amen. Get your radio tuned up. It tuned in to heaven, the satellites. Praise God. Know what's out there. Hallelujah. Bible said we're not ignorant concerning His devices.